Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We're going to continue with your calls for those who have been holding patiently. Then we're going to get into what's really happening with this national ID card expansion legislation. Fake interrogations at Guantanamo for witnesses. It's all staged. Reuters, Iraqi doctors warn of increasing deformities in newborn babies that already tripled after the first Gulf War, not just in our troops, but in the Iraqis as well. That's Fed's own numbers. WHO's own numbers as well. Sperm has been damaged by pollution, study finds. We're in really bad shape. Worldwide cancer rates have doubled. And a bunch of news on the feds coming out with their own national toll roads on the highways. This out of the Boston Globe. There is a lot of news coming up, but let's just continue with your calls. We're talking to Charisse in upstate New York. She wanted to comment on Bush's fumbling diatribe, hour-plus diatribe last night during sweeps, telling you how wonderful his Social Security reform is going to be. And you're right, Charisse. They told you never to be used for a personal ID number. Now they try to force it on you as birth as that. And they promised it was in your own little account with your name. Total lie. Wall Street is now becoming the government. It's not privatization. They're just becoming the government, their own little private armies. And it's only to be a moderate portion of the money invested in private accounts. Really, it is a desperate attempt just to keep something solvent. But in the end, they're going to take it all. But go ahead.
Alex, what would happen, for example, if I was to go to the Social Security office tomorrow and say, I want out of the system, I will sign anything that says when it's time for me to retire, I don't want, your money. I agree that I'm responsible for my own, well-being.
Well, people have been doing that, and you're right. They broke the contract. They stole the money. It was a contract we never asked for. They just did it to us back in 1936.
So people have been doing that?
People stopped paying the Social Security tax, and the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified to give you the income tax. It was criminal to begin with, and in some cases, they will come and arrest you. So this is an offer you can't refuse.
I see.
According to them, they're thugs, ma'am.
Okay, so if a lot of people got together and, tried to sue them or something, is that possible?
That's a good idea. It would draw attention to the fact that they've broken their contract and are cheating you. But it's a contract you never asked to be in from the beginning.
Right.
I mean, did you know that if you took the amount of money you pay every 2 weeks on your paycheck,
I'm self-employed. I get it worse than that.
Okay, so you're paying, what, 14%?
Right.
Okay, on top of your other taxes.
Right.
You're in bad shape.
Yes.
If you would have taken that money and invested it in a, 3-4% guaranteed investment,
mm-hmm.
Even if you were only making $40,000-$50,000 a year, the amount of taxes you would be paying, if you did that for 30 years, when you retired, you'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
As it is, you're going to get a pittance.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But, it's a great deal. The government said so. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, just trust the government. Don't believe me. Okay, they're good. All right. Just submit to them. All right. And Bush goes, that's what I'm doing now. I'm offering you that. No, they're not. They're talking about taking 5-7%, letting you put it in some private account that they tell you what, 4 or 5 choices you got. And then that'll end up being your main retirement, and then they'll steal the other, 90-something percent you're paying into the government. I mean, really, that's where this is coming from. It's a joke. It's such a joke. Plus, there's inflation, see? That's why your oil prices are double what they were a year ago. That's why all this is happening. That's why all this is developing. Because they're scamming you. They're criminals. They laugh at you. How you love them, how you follow them, how you believe them. Folks, they're a bunch of scum. All right, we'll come back and take more of your calls quickly on the other side.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I do support the militia. Caller in the last little segment that some stations don't carry, that first little five-minute segment start of each hour, was asking me my views on the militia and if I was going to have a show about the militia and what the response would be to all of this tyranny. Well, every man in this country is a member of the militia from, what, like 18 to 56. And I'd say every woman is in the militia. I mean, we're here to defend this country. It's the same thing in Switzerland, and they've got the lowest crime rate in the industrialized world and never get invaded. And they hand out the automatic weapons there. They're not worried about their population there. They teach them how to build bombs. They have inspections of their homes to make sure they've hidden their firearms correctly in case they ever get overrun. So they can, yeah, they get fined if the police can find their guns. You have to have hidden guns. You can have your own guns, but the guns the government gives you have to be hidden. Interesting, huh? Pretty pathetic what we've turned into. That's how we used to be in the past. But the problem with what you call the classical militia, take the Minutemen in Arizona. I mean, just out there with lawn chairs calling the police. That's like civil defense. That's the militia. You know, they took what you'd call the normal unregulated militia and put that into the regulated or the National Guard, the State Guards, and now they're turning those into militarized arms against the people. My problem is, with what you'd call the classical militia of the 1990s, is you'd go to one of these meetings, you know, just to cover it or just to check it out. Everybody was acting paranoid, freaked out. There were provocateurs all over the place. You know, this slinking around in camo doesn't do anything. Now, I'm a member of the militia when I'm in a suit in front of the city council fighting the Patriot Act. I'm a member of the militia when I go out with video cameras and show police at a checkpoint. I'm defending this country. And so I just don't get all the camo and stuff because real camouflage in an urban setting is an Izod t-shirt and khakis and dress shoes and a backpack. I really have just a lot of problems with some of the people that ran it. It turned out a lot of them were feds. They're trying to burn good people. And just turned into a general mess. So call yourselves whatever you want to call yourselves. But I believe in the militia. I am the militia. You are the militia. And I'm in my uniform right now. I'm wearing tennis shoes and shorts and a t-shirt. I'm in uniform, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go ahead and go back to some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Michigan. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, Alex. First off, I'd like to thank you for all of your excellent work in waking me up and giving me the opportunity to wake others up. I'm in Michigan over here, and I have to say, this is one place where the Matrix is really, really strong. I mean, it's a wasteland of Starbucks and shopping malls, and I mean, people, like, once they see this information, you know, I mean, they start talking about it. They start talking to their friends. You know, I burn them copies. And, I mean, the systems, I can just see a fragment of the Matrix falling out every day. I mean, it's really encouraging.
No, everywhere people are waking up. They're getting involved. I mean, the government ordered the police, 1.5 million police and firemen and medical workers to take the experimental smallpox shot, and 99.9% said no under orders.
Oof.
And it's so many places, so many things. They know that people are seeing through it, so they try to just say, so what? Okay, that's the way it is. Go along with it.
Right. If I could just ask my question right now.
Yeah,
I actually see this New World Order reacting to us. I mean, every time you just watch on the news and you just see them make a couple moves, you know, the chess game. But what I'm saying is, you know, what's the next thing? I'm sure you're aware that 9/11 was, the Madrid train bombing was on 3/11, was 911 days after 9/11.
And it was a total government operation.
Yeah, exactly. It's just numerology, though. I mean, that's why.
But I mean, not just from the numerology. And we're going to be talking about the Illuminati secret language here in a few minutes, sir.
Yeah.
It's the evidence. I mean, hundreds of thousands protested, and they had signs saying the day after that the government did it. And it turned out the government was involved.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, the towers, I mean, that's completely irrefutable right there. There's no other explanation, you know, why those towers fell down. They crumbled to the ground and disintegrated.
Are you making copies of my new film?
Yes, sir. So
you are just awesome. What effect is it having?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I've given it to some of my professors. I've given it out to my friends, you know, like I said. I mean, they'll start talking about it on their own, you know, more people know. I mean, the government, like you said, the government has an all-time low credibility level. Nobody's trusting them. Nobody's buying the fraud. Everybody knows that they're corrupt, you know, and this movie is just like, you know, the absolute nuclear bomb of this information war. I mean, because people can actually watch it. You know, like the worst thing is cutting through their attention span. You know, most people can't stand to watch through 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, you know, because it's not as, you know, exciting and the budget wasn't as low, you know. But, I mean, that's the good thing about this movie, you know, is people can actually watch it. We can cut through their short attention span. And, I just want to thank you for all your work.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. Please ask your friends to make copies themselves. That's where the real power comes from.
Yes, sir. Will do.
God bless you, my friend. You keep it up. That was an exciting call. Very, very, very exciting. I love it. Just, let's talk to Rob. I always get these calls mixed up. Who's up next? Rogers before Rob and Ruben. A lot of R's today. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Two items quickly. First is a couple nights back, George Norrie's regular feature guest, Richard C. Hoagland, apparently just for the first time discovered whole nests of secret societies in NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. I guess he presumably is going to go on at more length in the
future. I mean, they discovered that new planetoid out past, it's not really a planet, it's smaller than our moon, out past Pluto, and they gave it some satanic goddess name. Every mission has a Luciferian name. The whole thing is done on numerological dates. I mean, everybody knows about NASA, and
yeah,
he was one of the chief people there. He just discovered this.
Well, I suspect coming soon to a radio near you is going to be some weak caricature straw man piece, but that's just a guess. Also on the Birchers, you know, I don't know if there's anything that John McManus hasn't done to kill the Birch Society, I won't say deliberately, perhaps not through ineptitude. He's not really the best spokesman for the society, hasn't been, so I groan every time I hear one of these interviews. And for all I know, he might be a real nice guy, but he is a poor spokesman, okay? And what gets me, what happened to the days of, in Robert Welch's view, there was no such thing as bad press? Bad press was better than no press at all.
Well, that's when they were growing and doing a great job.
Yeah, so what is this new doctrine of not doing interviews, even critical interviews? It's not like the control.
No, no, these aren't critical. I can never get any of them on 4 years, and then I was starting to think they were agents, but I see Jasper, and I give him an article, and it ends up in their newspaper.
Yeah,
so I mean, I just think they're living under a rock or something.
Well, they would be taking some barbs, and I would say rightly so, and perhaps answer and get their. It isn't like these prepackaged, you know, they do a 2 hour.
Well, exactly. Look, when you're in the arena, everything isn't ever going to be perfect. None of us are going to be 100%.
Well, it's not like one of these god awful TV things where you get 2 hours in.
I got a word for the John Birch Society today: cowed.
Well, but, you know, it's not like a TV interview where they repackage your 2 hours into a five-minute cut-and-hatchet job where they don't have any, you know.
No, if Jasper would come on this show, I'd give him an hour and let him say whatever he wanted.
If you'd be cutting him short, you'd have people like me and others calling in to complain or get him back on and give him a little, breathing room there as well. So
I've tried over and over and over and over again. I've tried to get him on to support their FTAA. Move.
Yeah, and I want to make sure to see David Joyce's video and read the news, the TNA article as well. But also, lastly, is...
got to think of what it is first.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a little fuddled. But, they had a little time to pitch their woo as well in there, but that wasn't really my point. What I was getting at is... I'm taking you're probably not happy with the expression of a week or so ago, the neocon Birchers, when you use that expression. I mean, I take it you're not quite...
The article is very neoconish. Thank you for the call. I mean, that's all I can say about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruben in Ohio. Ruben, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is in the 9/11 report, and... maybe I'm just crazy, or maybe it's something, but you've always said that they love to throw their numerology and symbols right in your face, right?
Yes.
So if you go to page 32 and 33, they have a timeline of when all four planes crash. And say, for example, Flight 11 crashes at 8:46:40. Well, I want to point out to you that the last three digits of that are suspicious. 6:40. Okay? Stay with me for one more second here. Flight 175, it crashes at 9:03:11. So the last three digits of that is 311. So that number is in your face.
And the flights are 11, and the towers look like an 11, and the Masonic rituals, they knock down two big towers and rebuild them, and on and on and on.
Right, and Flight 93 crashes at 10:03:11, but then Flight 77 crashes at 7:46. What I'm saying is, 311 comes up twice in this, and 6-4 comes up twice. So I don't know if June 4th we're going into Iran, or if some staged event is going to happen, or maybe it's just a big nothing.
Well, since you raised this, let me give people concrete facts on it when we get back. Thanks for the call.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I'm really glad the last caller brought up numerology. You know, why does a secret society run NASA? Why are there secret societies that run our intelligence agencies? Why all over the world? I mean, it's even mainstream admitted news that secret societies run much of our society. Because they were the precursors of intelligence agencies. Knowledge, mathematics, science was seen as magical. It was very powerful because it allowed you to be the top architect who built stuff for the king. Or for, you know, whatever major public works it was. So you had to guard that. And so that's why the religion of the Illuminati, and we even had that professor on from Canada, remember it was all over the big Canadian newspapers and TV, the big state house where the government's all satanic with 666 and all this stuff hidden in plain view. Because to them, that's their religion. That's what they're into is numbers, and they believe that numbers have power. And you've got the obvious stuff like the Madrid bombing on 3/11, 911 days after 9/11, but there's even more obvious stuff. We have the Illuminati secret language section on Infowars.com. And they have stuff like, on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York Lottery, not the Texas, not the Illinois, the New York Lottery came up, 911. The Chicago Mercantile that same day had never come up 911, much less with zeros behind it, came up 911.0000. And the Associated Press said that that was like 1 out of 14 plus billion. So those two things happened that same day, showing how controlled all of this is. And they do control those. The stocks, the mercantiles, it's all completely staged, folks. And that's come out. So this is how they flaunt, and this is their own little bragging rights when they do this. Like a psychopath likes to leave his symbol or his sign or his calling card. I mean, I got the old Time magazine article from the 80s, and it was admitted to the minute of the speeches that Reagan gave, to the days he gave them, to where he gave them. It was all according to their astrologer. And it was more than just an astrologer, their occult advisor. I mean, the Western world's decisions being made according to an astrologer. They really believe this. I don't. They do. And you'd be amazed. You'd be shocked. You'd be blown away by just how many of the decisions that are made in our daily lives are in conjunction with this. I mean, look at the corporate symbols, pyramids, triple sixes, gods, all-seeing eyes, almost all of them. Almost all of them. They believe they get power out of these symbols. They believe that these symbols radiate power. And they're obsessed with it. I mean, they do rituals at Skull and Bones. They do rituals at Bohemian Grove. It's admitted. Tony Blair goes and has these weird rituals. He had one at an Aztec temple in secret that came out in the BBC. He does other rituals. He makes decisions according to channeling the spirit of light. That's like the London Telegraph. I mean, they're a bunch of lunatics. Very superstitious, very obsessed with this stuff. And it's real. Now, there's two ways to look at Hollywood and television. Either people are trying to warn us inside Hollywood. That is the case some of the time. But a lot of the time, they're just flaunting it and conditioning us. You know, when you see every episode of 24 and they're torturing people to get answers and torture's good, you're being conditioned. But then you got stuff like the show Lone Gunman that aired after the X-Files for a year with a lot of the X-Files stars. We've had Dean Haglund on this show. I have a video interview with him on PrisonPlanet.tv. He just called me and said, I'm coming over there to interview you for a film I'm making. And he gets to my house, and on tape he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I wanted to tell you, Alex, that we got approached by the CIA a lot to put stuff in our plots, and this thing of flying the jets into the buildings, that may have come from them. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, they have a show where a secret government group wants to fly a jet into a building by remote control as a pretext for war. And they air this months before 9/11. We have the Long Kiss Goodnight, where they admit a real bombing. The feds did bomb the World Trade Center in 93. And they admit that in the movie and then say they're going to blow it up again, but totally, to get war funding and to get contracts. But then in the real world, and there's about 10 other examples of this, in the real world, though, we have PNAC with Dick Cheney saying we need helpful Pearl Harbor events to get the people behind our war. We got Zbigniew Brzezinski, Grand Chessboard, co-founder Trilateral Commission in 97 saying it. We need to have helpful terror attacks on the order of Pearl Harbor as a pretext to get the slaves, they call us slaves, behind a war. They call us slaves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Nonex Nail Gel. All-natural Nonex is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get to Mo and Mike. Mo in Texas, Arizona, and Mike in Arizona, not Arizona and Mike. And we got Paul Watson with us. I got 4 or 5 clips I want to play talking about this numerology, this throwing it in our face. But really, criminals always love to brag. That's why they get caught so much throughout history. It's part of their pleasure. And there's been this new Doctor Who. It's a new series on BBC. And Paul, we're going to go to this last play these clips, and the audio is not too good off the BBC, but it's passable. Just in a nutshell, tell us about this.
Well, I came across it by an email someone sent, so I read the BBC episode guide and about 10 other episode guides and watched all the clips of this. And the plot of this episode parallels the true version of 9/11 in several details, and it's basically a satirical tip of the hat to the 9/11 truth movement. I don't believe it's as sinister as some of the other examples we've got. But the plot is basically the government stages a UFO crashing into Big Ben, a spaceship.
Which we know is an official U.S. government plan.
A report from Iron Mountain outlined the eventual agenda to do that. So they stage this crash into Big Ben, declare martial law, blame it on an enemy alien race, hype up the threat that these aliens can invade with weapons of mass destruction, and then they go to war with them to grab their natural resources. And within that, within the episode, there are several details which parallel exactly what happened on 9/11 or what the government says happened and what the truth is. One of which is after the spaceship crashes into Big Ben, they pull a body from the Thames River, and the government blames the attack on that particular race of aliens, which, while it prepares for war. So this parallels blaming Muslim hijackers with box cutters on 9/11 and finding the paper passport a few blocks away in New York. It's planted fake evidence because the
and it comes out in the show that the government is planting all this. Continue.
Yeah, because the Doctor Who character later discovers that the body is actually a pig, and there's no way that a race of pigs could have had the capability to carry out the attack. Similar to the fact that, you know, there's no way Muslim hijackers could make NORAD stand down, and the whole plot being hatched from a cave. So that's one parallel. Another is that in the storyline, the Prime Minister of Britain goes AWOL and does nothing after the attack and is criticised for his lack of action and leadership. So that's obviously a nod to people like Michael Moore for 9/11 and the real story of Bush's reading of the pet goat story on 9/11 in the Florida school.
But then it gets really obvious.
Yeah, because then the 45 seconds claim, in the story they claim that they have to go to war with these aliens because they can attack within 45 seconds, is a takeoff of Tony Blair's lie that Iraq could launch weapons of mass destruction in 45 minutes. So from front to back, all the details parallel the 9/11 story. So
and again, to be clear, this is set in the future. The government carries out a terror attack, blaming it on a planet they want to attack to get their resources.
Well, yeah, in the story, the aliens actually infiltrate the highest levels of government and then carry out the attack to launch a war on another alien race. But
and for those that don't know, Star Wars Attack of the Clones, the second episode, adults didn't understand the plot. They go, well, why is the bad guy really working for the Emperor when they're supposedly fighting with each other? No, he's out creating terror attacks, so the Emperor has an excuse to declare martial law, and that's what happens in the third episode, is he's able to overthrow the Republic completely by staging a war that was really focused at the Republic itself all along, and the terrorist forces are controlled by the government. So same thing with The Incredibles, which is a great animation film that just came out. This guy wants to save everybody and be basically a dictator, so to be loved as the savior, he carries out a fake terror attack that then he saves everyone from. And then we have the real world, of course, where the government really does this. But first, let's play The Long Kiss Goodnight from the mid-90s with Samuel L. Jackson, where they talk about the real bombing of the World Trade Center in 93, which really happened, and then expand out on it and talk about how they're going to blow it up this time for good. Let's go ahead and play that.
Fundraiser?
1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing, purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I've no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy Albion, Chopper 1.
All right, so that's that piece. Now, this piece is a couple minutes long. We got to hurry here because I'm going to go to some calls, too. This next piece is a compilation from the lone gunman where he's talking to the government official. Well, why is this going to happen? It's his father. And he says, well, it's a terrorist group. It's our own government. They want to blame it on these ten-horned dictators to smart bomb them. They're going to hijack a jet and fly to the World Trade Center. And then it cuts, of course, to them in the plane, and all this comes out. This came out months before 9/11. Now I've talked to people involved in writing it. They believe the CIA planted this story on them. Let's go ahead and roll it.
We know it's a war game scenario, and it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual.
It's a faction. A small faction. For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
What it looks like.
What does what like?
Welcome protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
I need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
On, they're able to remote control and stop it. Now notice, the terror attack is going to be covered by a war game scenario. That way, when the globalists are doing it, if they get caught by another agency, oh, this was just a drill, we're not really planning to attack it. And then in the real world, months later on 9/11, they're running a drill with these Arabs who had visas given to them by the U.S. government, trained at U.S. bases. They were agents being well paid. They've been doing it for months before on the planes, testing airport security. They got on board that day thinking it was part of a drill. They tested leaving Korans at topless bars, saying they were going to do it. They thought they were testing security. FBI would find out. They'd go try to bust them. The government would say national security. FBI agents have told us this. Leave them alone. And then these guys get on the planes. They think it's part of a drill, remote control, into those buildings. Folks, that's what happened. And they even put it in this piece, Paul.
Well, exactly. I mean, as you said, you talked to Dean Haglund on camera, who said that by the time the X-Files was winding down, the producer, Chris Cart, was being approached by NASA and government agencies with ideas for scripts. So, I mean, you can look at it as a clear warning. Some of it is laughing in our faces. Some of it is just a reflection of pop culture. And I think that example is a clear warning. And then you've got things like 24, where the nuke gets set off in Los Angeles, and the oil conglomerates and people who have infiltrated the highest level of governments are behind it. Now, that example is probably one of laughing in our faces, because we know the torture propaganda is filtered through shows like 24. So, with those kind of examples, it's got a more sinister connection, especially when you factor in Hollywood, who has clear links with Homeland Security and the military. The recent story was in USA Today where Homeland Security were giving script advice, and the military were also, in return for using Air Force bases and so forth. And I mean, that's been going on for decades. So, on the other angle, with the Doctor Who example, it's more a tip of the hat to popular culture.
Let's play those clips. Now, this audio isn't the best, folks, so bear with us. But here's the trailer for this Doctor Who episode where the government's carrying out the attacks themselves. Here it is.
Big Ben destroyed as a UFO crash lands in central London.
What is it when they're invading?
Only way to invade, putting the world on red alert.
By God, I'll put this country under martial law if I have to.
Defense Park Delta, come on!
Go!
All right, that's part of the trailer. Now, what are these next clips, Paul?
We don't have
all of them, so we don't have time to play all of them. But
one of them is a BBC news reporter, a real news reporter, so they enlisted real news reporters talking about it. Then the second one is a mock American news report where they talk about the 45 seconds claim and how the UN backs them up on the war.
All right, let's play both those clips. Go ahead.
Flying objects came down in central London, destroying Big Ben before crashing into the Thames. Number 10 has so far made no comment about what could be mankind's first contact with alien life. Traffic ground to a halt in central London as crowds watched the army investigate the crash site. Tom Hutchinson was at the scene.
The police urge the public not to panic, but the helpline number on screen right now if you're worried about friends or family. The army is sending divers into the wreck of the spaceship. No one knows what they're going to find. They found a body. It's unconfirmed, but I'm being told that a body has been found in the wreckage. A body of non-terrestrial origins. It's been brought ashore. We still don't know whether it's alive or dead. Whitehall is denying everything. But the body has been brought here. Albion Hospital. The road's closed off. It's the closest to the river. I'm being told that General Ashworth now entering the hospital.
All right, that's enough of that clip. It goes on and on, and it's just the body of a pig. And it's this imaginary group that's attacked them. Now they've got to go attack this other planet because it's their fault, but it's really the government. The next clip, let's go ahead and roll that last clip because I want to go to some calls. Go ahead.
Midnight here in New York. The United Nations has gathered. England has provided them with absolute proof that the massive weapons of destruction do exist. The Security Council will be making a resolution in a matter of minutes. And once the codes are released, humanity's first interplanetary war begins. The Council is voting. The results should be known any second now. The vote is in. The Council says yes. They are releasing the codes.
Well, I tell you, Paul, in our face yet again, and it's everywhere. They have to respond to this because everybody's waking up to it, so they try to, I guess, give us a nod in some or in others, propagandize us. I don't know. It's all out of control.
Well, I mean, you could look at it positively and say that the truth behind 9/11, the truth movement, is so ingrained within the collective unconscious, if you like, that, you know, it's the foundation of major drama production. So it shows how far-reaching and deep our efforts have been to reach people, that people are taking notice, script writers and so forth, and, you know, making it the basis of the drama production.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls here and then get more into this. Just got time to take two calls. Mo in Texas, then Mike in Arizona. Mo, welcome.
Hey there, buddy. Just something you referred to as revelation of the method. Independence Day is, there's good evidence for an alien invasion being a good galvanizing thing to usher in world government.
No, Paul Watson's final chapter of Order Out of Chaos covers that.
Yeah, my grandfather, he's a small town doctor, good people. He asked me ultimately what I thought of the Bible, and I said, well, a lot of things, but I guarantee you, if a spaceship comes out of the sky and an image of Jesus comes out of it, and then it changes into Buddha, and then it changes into the Virgin Mary, and then into Vishnu, don't believe it, because the enigmatic they have the technology to do that.
Oh, that's admitted that they that came out in the first Gulf War. They have these three big C-130s or DC-10s, and they all project together the hologram of a 300 to 900 foot tall Jesus or Buddha or Allah. The government admits they have that.
Something weird on the numerological weirdness. We're always encouraging ourselves and each other to challenge our belief systems, and since my name's Moses, I can go ahead and say, you know, isn't it weird that if you just put some horns on Jesus, wow, he kind of looks like the devil, and if you just take the horns off the devil, well, there's that traditional painting of Jesus. Now,
well, I think that's the devil trying to be the counterfeit, but thank you for the call, Mo. Look, folks, here's another example, 911. That's the number we've been taught to love the government. Call the government. They're going to save you. 911, 911. The tattletale number is 311. They're out of control, folks. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Paul.
Hello.
Okay, I have two examples about this in-your-face numerology thing. When Condoleezza Rice was testifying before the 9/11 commission, she kept saying something about George Bush had only been in office for 232 days. She said it like five times. And 322 is the number for skull and bone. And
I know, Condoleezza Rice, I mean, all of them, they started the ceremony to swear him in 5 minutes early, which is Skull and Bones goes 5 minutes early. That's why in all the photos of Skull and Bones, there's that grandfather clock, and they give each initiate a grandfather clock. Stay there. Paul Watson will comment on that on the other side. And we'll also tell you about some of the new things we've been adding to PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got my speech, some of Jimmy Vaughn, at the Tunes Not Tolls for free play for everybody on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check that video out, our new Arnold Exposed ads, the one I did, the winner of the contest. Well, a lot of cool stuff.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Paul Watson. Comments on the point that the caller who's still with us, Mike in Arizona, was raising?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's their secret language. Just because we might not see anything in it, they obviously do. I mean, the Madrid train bombing on 3/11, you know, Waco, Oklahoma City, 19th of April. They pick certain dates, and it's all astrological. They believe that carrying out these events on those dates gives them more power. And, you know, a better chance to cover them up.
Well, the space shuttle was on a key day, too.
Yeah, because they don't fail to understand that the basis of astrology revolves around the supposition that the sun revolves around the Earth, which is why I'm not into astrology, but obviously they can look beyond that.
Well, it's what they're into. Caller, anything else?
Yes, one other thing. You mentioned this show, 24, and the star character on there is Jack Bauer. And I was reading a book the other day called Pawns in the Game, and it reveals that the Rothschild, before they had changed their name to Rothschild,
Bauer.
Their name was Bauer.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so I just wonder if there's some connection. Is that another one of those in-your-face things?
I don't know, but I know this. The Chicago Mercantile doesn't come up 9/11.0000 on the one-year anniversary. I mean, look, they had a Philips ad that ran on TV a year before 9/11. Philips, changing your world, where two F-16s bombed the World Trade Center. I mean, what does that mean? Philips, changing your world. I mean, there's so many other examples. Tom Clancy did a book about hijacked jets, World Trade Center. And then Bush says, we never heard of such a plan. Thanks for the call. But I mean, take that lone gunman episode. The government's running a drill, but it's a cover to fly the plane into the building to get to have this takeover. I mean, Paul, that's pretty obvious.
It is. And, I mean, going back to the hoax alien thing, it's in order out of chaos. They had Steven Spielberg meeting them at the Pentagon at Air Force bases. And 6 months later, he would come out with films like Deep Impact. And this is the same Steven Spielberg who attends Bilderberg meetings. And, you know, everyone says that Bilderberg has no power and that it's just a talking shop. Well, I mean, why are Hollywood's top producers there when it's supposedly
a political
meeting?
What's up new over at PrisonPlanet.tv?
We got reports of biometric scanning to join the gym. Somebody in Rocky River, Ohio, said there was a huge line of people at the counter when I went to the scanner to swipe my membership card. I noticed they were training people in the use of their new security system that requires...
Yeah, tanning salons, grocery stores, it's everywhere. At PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, we've got all 12 of my films, including Martial Law. You can download and burn copies. We have my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, dozens of other... films have been authorized to post. We have hundreds of audio interviews from the radio show. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And PrisonPlanet.tv is now a year old, Paul.
That's right. We continue to add new stuff on a daily basis. We've got some 9/11 conference footage going up there in early June, which I'm going to, so that'll be exciting for people to see. So it continues to expand.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, my weekly TV reports, everything, PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, if you want real television, real information, new material every day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or simply call toll-free to get hard copies of any of my films, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139, or order hard copies via Infowars.com. Paul Watson, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm told you're going to take a compilation of all these different clips we've got about throwing it in our face with the symbolism and put it on one page for us.
That's right. That'll be up over the weekend.
All right. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central. Back on Monday, 11 to 2 Central. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.